I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We were looking for the name of Amsterdam's longest canal for today's GeoQuiz. The answer is the Prinsengracht, or the Prince's Canal. One of the city's most famous landmarks, the Anne Frank House, looks out on the canal. Visitors come from all over to see the attic where Anne Frank and her family hid from the Nazis during World War II. And now they're coming to visit a new online video channel dedicated to the teenage diary writer. Maureen McNeil is education director for the Anne Frank Center in New York City. Now, tell us about this video that the Anne Frank House has posted on YouTube. It's already gotten, 2 million views?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? What are we seeing?
Well, we're looking at her neighborhood, which is very exciting because there's a lot of excitement. There's a wedding, and it shows Anne looking out the window at, you know, the wedding couple coming down the stairs, and it shows how excited she is about such a social event. And so it's very nice that the house is sharing these things, I think.
And it's said to be the only known footage of Anne Frank?
That's correct.
I mean, it's interesting. It's not just this clip. It's also a whole Anne Frank channel on YouTube. What are we going to see on the Anne Frank channel?
Well, you'll see Otto Frank. You'll see Meep Geese, one of the helpers. Hopefully, you know, you'll be seeing, you know, work by other artists and other documentary makers. It sounds like they're inviting people to submit any films that have been made, and perhaps they'll be shown.
Already 2 million views of this video on YouTube, and even the museum spokeswoman at the Anne Frank House said that if Anne were a teenager today, she'd probably be a YouTube user.
Right, right. Anne, you know, at this point in her life, wanted to be a film star, so to be actually caught on film, you know, film was a new thing. Her father did have one of the first Leica cameras, and she had a relationship with the camera and her father, so this was exceptional for her to see a film being made on the street.
I mean, it starts to seem like Anne Frank's life has become almost the story of people who want every little bit of information on a woman who really her most important thing is that she's become a symbol for hope.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a child. She's a girl. She writes about war. There's bad guys, there's helpers, there's good guys. You know, her story has many sub-stories in it. We really teach it as a literary work of art as well as a Holocaust document. So it's a guideline for your life.
Maureen, can you get Anne Frank's diary on Kindle?
Hey, that's a good question. I bet you can't yet, but I'm sure that you will be soon. Maybe.
I bet a lot of listeners are going to be out this afternoon trying to figure it out.
Okay, I got to get the answer to that one.
Maureen McNeil, Education Director for the Anne Frank Center in New York. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.